online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earl.
A 21-year-old man's been charged with murder following the death of a man in Ramsgate. 40-year-old Michael Ward was found collapsed in Bush Avenue on Sunday after suffering a stab wound to his thigh. John Buchanan from nearby St John's Crescent is due in court later.
KM FM News.
The mother of the man suspected of carrying out the Finsbury Park attack insists her son is not a terrorist and it's come as a terrible shock. Police are questioning 47-year-old Darren Osborne from Cardiff. The father of four is accused of driving a van into Muslims after prayers. Kadir Sherazi is his neighbour.
I thought, oh my God, you know. And it is a shock that he's dead now and we're like Muslims next door to him, like. Could have attacked Jesse, could have, you know, ended anything.
Meanwhile, crowds gathered near the scene in North London for a vigil last night. These people wanted to show their support for those affected.
These acts of terror happen in all parts and segments of community. When it happens, we should unify.
I really wanted to show solidarity with the people here who must be feeling afraid at this time and to let them know that they're not alone.
It's being claimed some residents left homeless from the Grenfell Tower fire are being forced to sleep in cars or parks. More than £200,000 of government money has been handed to 180 families directly affected. Emma Dent Code represents Kensington. She says more could still be done.
They need a long-term care package. They need named people to look after them, people who will always be there for them anytime, day or night. And long-term, we need additional funds that are coming in from all over the world, which is really amazing, to knit this community back together again.
A man's been arrested by police investigating reports a person with a knife drove at a group of children on an army barracks in Canterbury. Armed officers were sent to Howe Barracks in the city last night. No one was hurt. A 33-year-old is in custody.
This is KMFM.
Tesco admits thousands of home deliveries have been delayed or cancelled because of a computer glitch. Bosses have apologised for the issue, which is affecting fewer than 10% of orders. There are calls for more of us to become blood donors in Kent. The NHS says it's vital they have enough supplies to respond to major incidents and emergencies. They're particularly looking for more young people to sign up. More than 30,000 people gave blood in Kent last year. Mark Rowlands from NHS Blood and Transplants.
We're always on the lookout for the next generation of donors. Half of all our donors in England are over 45. So by recruiting younger people to donate blood, we know that we're helping to meet the patient's needs, not only now, but also in the future.
A Kent-based animal charity is warning against hatching chicks in classrooms. Animates in Ash say they've been called on to rehouse dozens of birds after they outgrew their incubators and could no longer be looked after. Companies sell eggs and equipment to be used in lessons. You can let us know what you think about this at kentonline.co.uk. A year's worth of work is underway to transform a Kent town centre. The £4 million project in Chatham includes making it easier to get from the train station to shops and the waterfront. Bosses want to make the town the area's city centre. Here's council leader Alan Jarrett.
There'll be work going on at St John's Square, New Cut, which is just down from the railway station. There'll be significant works there, but these will be done in a sensitive way so that we minimise traffic disruption and inconvenience to everyone.
And Sir Michael Caine's been spotted in Margate filming scenes for his new movie. It's based on the Hatton Garden robbery and he plays Dartford ringleader Brian Reader. Follow at KMFM News on Twitter to see pictures.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and it's day two of Kent's County Championship game away at Worcestershire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Side are currently on 187 for four in their first innings. It's after Kent made 260 in their first go with the bat. Tennis, and Andy Murray begins his grass court season later, which he hopes will end with a third Wimbledon title. The world number one starts his Queen's Club Championship defence against fellow British player Ali Ashbedene. Murray says winning the tournament for a sixth time in West London won't be easy.
The field this year is really strong, as it is most years. It kind of, I think since they reduced the size of the draw and obviously it went up to 500 level, it's definitely improved. So, yeah, it's going to be tough.
Murray's also donating his prize money from the competition to families affected by the Grenfell Tower fire. And it's a big day for Gillingham fans tomorrow. The League One fixtures are out. AD Pennock's team will be facing trips to sides including Blackburn Rovers, Plymouth and Rotherham next season. Supporters face an 8,000-mile trek across the country if they go to every away game. The fixtures are out at 9.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.